update from the global newsroom next, and then Carl Jenkins awaits.
Classic FM.
It was my first day back at work after finishing my treatment, and my colleague was like,
"Are you better now?"
And I said, "Yeah, lots better, thanks." But I didn't mean it. What I meant was, I couldn't stop crying this morning because I didn't feel ready to come back, and my chest feels weird, and I feel like everyone's trying to suss out which of my boobs is missing. But you can't say that to Nigel from finance, can you?
For all the things left unsaid, we're here. Search Breast Cancer Now, the research and support charity.
Yes, that price includes full technical support.
Oh dear, the buy now button on each page isn't clickable.
Layla's web development agency will soon have more clients than they can handle. To avoid a code red, she needs new programmers.
Okay, I've just tweaked the code, so everything should be fine now.
Indeed can help her find great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Because Indeed's hiring platform makes finding great talent easy. To start hiring, visit indeed.com/try today.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
Have you heard? At Matalan, the sale has landed. There's up to 50% off across women's, men's and kids' fashion. And up to 50% off homeware too. Shop in-store, online at matalan.co.uk and via the app now. T's and C's apply. Selected lines only.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Tim Daly. Donald Trump's envoy to Kyiv is suggesting Ukraine could be partitioned in the same way Berlin was after the Second World War. General Keith Kellogg has appeared to say the country could be split into zones, with British and French troops helping to make up a reassurance force in the west and Moscow's forces operating the east. Romeo Koryatsky runs an English language newspaper in Kyiv.
We can see the US has not let up repeating Russian propaganda narratives when talking about the Russian invasion. So it's likely it's one of these things, like many things in the Trump administration, where the only person who really knows is Donald Trump what the US's current attitude towards Ukraine is.
The Chancellor says the UK is resolved to doing everything it can to secure the best deal possible on trading with the United States. It's after a senior advisor to President Trump played down the idea of tariff concessions for countries facing a 10% levy. The Conservatives say there is still a long way to go after the UK economy grew by more than expected in February. GDP rose by 0.5% thanks to the manufacturing and the services sector. And Hogmanay and cheese rolling and even the Notting Hill Carnival in London could soon get official recognition and protection from a new government heritage list. It will soon be asking the public to nominate their favourite traditions which best reflect the nation for the inventory of living heritage. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM. From Global.
And on the way is something from a Disney musical, lesser known, but lots of people describe it as their favourite. You can be the judge after Carl Jenkins.
Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
Yes, for lots and lots of people, that is their favourite Disney musical. Hercules, music by the great Alan Menken, and that was Go the Distance. The Royal Philharmonic Orchestra performed Sally Herbert, their conductor. You know that I saw Alan Menken in a special one-man show at the Palladium in London a couple of weeks ago, and
I'm not kidding. It was one of the highlights of my entire life, and I have been around a very long time. I'm not going to tell you how long, but it was an extraordinary night. That man's music, things like Beauty and the Beast, Little Mermaid, Little Shop of Horrors, that man's music has been the soundtrack to my life, from the times when I did student musicals to when I had young kids, and now my kids are much older, and we still love all of his music together, and it was an extraordinary night. But you know what? I was at the Watermill for the press night of PIAF earlier this week, and I was telling someone in the bar, I was basically showing off about going to see Alan Menken, and he said to me, oh, you saw that, did you? Yeah, I really wanted to go, but I saw it in New York, so didn't need to. And it was such a mic drop. I mean, talk about showing off. He took my showing off and he raised it. Katie Brethwick here with you this Saturday morning, hoping that you've had a wonderful week and a chance to enjoy at least some of the sunshine. A planet on the way for you for your Cradle Classic after this from a former Eurovision Song Contest winner. in Paradisum. It's called Music, written and performed by Emma Quinn on Classic FM, accompanied by the RTE Concert Orchestra. Your Cradle Classic follows this, a choice by the late Queen for her 18th birthday celebration. From Cecil Armstrong Gibbs on Classic FM, this is Dusk.
Thank you.
It's a gem, isn't it? And you can just imagine the late Queen drifting around the dance floor in her long white gloves, all very mid-century. To Cecil Armstrong Gibbs, that is Dusk on Classic FM, the new London Orchestra play conducted by Ronald Corp. So it is cradle classic time. A moment where I play you something soporific, in case you've switched me on to help you drift off to sleep. So you're just in time, actually. I have the perfect piece for you this morning from Gustav Holst, my favourite planet, Venus, the bringer of peace.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
Gather around the piano to sing when we've had a glass of wine or two. Music of the Night from the Phantom of the Opera, my dad's favourite musical, that is, written by Andrew Lloyd Webber and performed this morning by the Andrew Lloyd Webber Orchestra, conducted by Simon Lee on Classic FM. Katie Brathwick here to choose your music this morning. Next, this from Richard Strauss.
Music for spring.
This is Classic FM.
We'll be right back.
Music on Classic FM. You heard Strauss, Richard Strauss, first. His tone poem written in 1896 and inspired by Nietzsche. Also sprach Zarathustra. The Philharmonia performed in the hands of Santu Matthias Ruvalli. And just now from Brahms, a small climb for him in last year's Classic FM Hall of Fame. 220, his symphony number one. You heard the fourth and final movement performed by the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra. And speaking of the Hall of Fame, we are approaching Easter weekend when we will reveal the all-new 2025 Top 300 rundown. And I've got a trio from it for you after the news. And that's next.
Classic FM.
Wonder why I'm surrounded by chicks? Well, they've been pecking away at our prices at Currys in time for Easter. You'll find up to 30% off thousands of products, like the Google Pixel 9 with Gemini, your built-in AI assistant. Gemini will help you multitask by finding information across all your Google apps. Now from $7.99 SIM-free. In-store and online at Currys.
Hold an afternoon tea this August and raise money for Breast Cancer Now. Get your fundraising kit today. Search Breast Cancer Now Afternoon Tea.
Fine & Country values the unique, the distinctive, the iconic. The features that make your home a true reflection of you. Grand, inviting spaces that inspire spontaneous get-togethers. Quiet, cozy corners that provide a calming daily retreat. Truly captivating vistas that make your everyday extraordinary. If you're looking to buy, sell, or let your home, start your property journey at fineandcountry.com. Fine & Country. Dare to be iconic.
Have you heard? At Matalan, the sale has landed. There's up to 50% off across women's, men's and kids' fashion. And up to 50% off homeware too. Shop in-store, online at matalan.co.uk and via the app now. T's and C's apply. Selected lines only.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Tim Daly. President Trump's special envoy to Kyiv is suggesting Ukraine could be split into zones and administered by troops from different nations. General Keith Kellogg appears to be saying the country could be divided the same way as post-war Berlin in 1945, using British and French troops to create a reassurance force in western areas, while Moscow's personnel would look after the east. The journalist Alex Cadier says efforts are continuing across Europe to establish what Keir Starmer has called the coalition of the willing.
Really, the big question is, can these plans be sustained without the US? I've described it as they are trying to...